Welcome to Fighting Bob Fest 2015. I am Ruth Conniff. I am the editor of the Progressive Magazine. We are so excited to be putting on Fighting Bob Fest again this year with our friends at the Capital Times, and I want to welcome you all here. How many of you were able to make it to the comedy show last night at the Barrymore? Wasn't that great? I got to hand it to Lily Johnson, our development director at the Progressive, and Erica Baer, who has organized this fest, for coming up with the idea of a comedy show 2 days after the Republican debate. What a concept! Well, we have a terrific lineup for you today. All day long, we have one fantastic speaker after another, and we are so grateful for this weather, for this gorgeous day. And to be here at Bree Stevens Field, to be part of the renaissance of Bree Stevens Field, this is the perfect venue for Fighting Bob Fest. I think Fighting Bob La Follette would have loved it here. So don't forget to get your Fighting Bobblehead, new this year. And I just want to welcome everybody, and I'm going to bring Dave Zweifel on stage and just get this thing rolling. So welcome, have a great day. We have a lot to look forward to. I'll be seeing you again throughout the day. And let's bring on Dave.
Hey, what a day, huh? We arranged this to happen. Just like Camelot, you know, it quits raining at sunrise. On behalf of the Cap Times and our charitable arm, the Evy Foundation, I just want to welcome everybody to this, to our new digs here at Bree Stevens. What a place, huh? You know, when this was built back in 1924 and 25, Bob La Follette was running for president of the United States. He made the Progressive Party a national force, and it's our job to keep it going here almost 100 years later. Well, Follett told us back in the days when the progressives were making all the reforms they did to the state government, that there'd be times like this, that we always had to be vigilant, that the fight was never done. Well, I guess we know that now very well, don't we? So have a good time today. Progressives, have a good time. There's beer, there's entertainment, and a heck of a lot of good speakers that'll be up here today. So again, welcome and have fun. Thanks.
Well, since we are here in Madison, Wisconsin, on the east side at Bree Stevens Field, we thought, who should introduce, kick off our event today, who better than our own mayor, Paul Soglin?
Thank you. Welcome. So, I had a chance last night to watch Bernie Sanders, and he started off on the Stephen Colbert show, pointing out that there's 90% of us who barely have as much wealth as the top, not 1%, but the top 0.5% here in the United States, the richest country in the world. And what we're experiencing is what's called the sharing economy. The sharing economy. It's new, it's revolutionary. How much of it are you sharing in? I take a look at what's happening in our city and our state, and I look at the advance guard of the sharing economy. For example, it's a company called Uber. Here in Madison, Wisconsin, Union Cab, Badger Cab, City Cab, 100% of what you pay for that cab ride goes to the people who own the company, who do the work, drive the vehicles, maintain the vehicles, and out of that, about 2% goes for the cost of dispatching that vehicle. Now, with Uber, we have the new sharing economy, because they take 20%. That's how they share. We have, unfortunately, a new outlook in this country. And there's a special word that served us well in Wisconsin for years. It's protected children. It's protected workers. It's protected us in terms of health, in terms of safety, in terms of the environment. And that word is called regulation. There is nothing wrong with regulation. And so, let me just leave you with this one thought, which when someone talks about sharing, find out whether or not regulation is part of the vocabulary. Because if it's not, more likely, their concept of sharing is taking what belongs to the rest of us. Thank you and have a great time. I'm supposed to do the next introduction. One of the longest, most beloved elected officials in Wisconsin. The last name is La Follette. Doug.
I can remember when he first got elected mayor. I was a postdoc at the university then, studying chemistry, and we were out there trying to stop the bad guys. 45 years ago. It's hard to believe I've been doing this for 45 years. Some of you I see out there have been doing it just as long, so we know the fight is long and it's hard. As I walked over here this morning, and I did walk because I live not too far away, I carry this around symbolic that our country's broken, so we have to be prepared to fight at all costs. Anyway, in 45 years, what have I learned? Well, I think the main thing is that our country has been hijacked. It's been hijacked very cleverly by the 1%, the Koch brothers and their friends. And they started, and this has been documented, and I can tell you where to find it on the internet if you need to. They started 20 years ago investing millions of dollars into a plan to take over our country for what they wanted. And what they wanted is their taxes cut, and they wanted no regulation of the environment or of workers' rights or women's rights. And they invested lots of money, and they got the Fox network going, and they got Rush Limbaugh and his friends going. They set up a school for young Republican conservatives. Karl Rove, remember him? He was one of the first students in that school a long time ago. And they really set up a plan, and they invested millions of dollars year after year. The interesting thing about it is, even the American public, I don't think, would have bought their argument about cutting taxes for the rich and getting rid of regulation. So they needed some way to stir up folks and get votes. So to do that, they made alliance with the religious right and talking about gay rights and birth control. They made alliance with the National Rifle Association talking about taking away guns. They made alliance with the Farm Bureau, a giant insurance operation that claims to be pro-farmer, but is not. And by using those people, and they use them, they appeal to their hot-button issues, they're able to stir up what I call the ground troops, and they could get the votes out so they could elect their candidates. And starting about 10 years ago, they became very successful. And now we have to say they hijacked our country, and they've hijacked the state of Wisconsin. Our good friend, Mr. Walker, is a great example of their success. I mean, you take a semi-nincompoop and put enough money behind him, and you can elect a governor. And what does that governor do? He does what you want. He rips up teachers, he rips up workers, he rips up women's rights, he rips up the right to vote, he rips up the environment. My goodness, do I have enough time to go on? As I was walking over here, I was wondering, you know, are we better off to have him come back here or to have him go to Washington? Well, he's not going to get to Washington, so we're going to get him whether we like it or not. And we're going to have to keep fighting. People have asked me for 45 years when I talk about things that are of concern. Back in the first Earth Day in 1970 and the environmental group that I started called Clean Wisconsin. Please go. Oh, you know who they are. Okay. I was going to tell you to go look at their website, but I guess you know about Clean Wisconsin. It started in my living room with an old mimeograph machine and a good friend of mine named Peter Anderson, who's a wonderful person. And we started out with a few members, and we got 30 members and 40 members, and now there's, I think, 40,000 members. And it's a great organization. I'm so proud of it. It's my child that I look back on. So when people have asked me all these years, what are we going to do? Well, you know, because you're here, and it's very boring. But we have to educate, and we have to elect. That's all there is to it. We have to educate our friends and neighbors at our schools and our churches and our organizations and our farmers markets and wherever we can reach those people who have been bamboozled. They have been bamboozled by the Koch brothers and their operation. I gave a speech a couple years ago back during the Walker destruction of our state, and I said those people have been brainwashed. Well, the newspapers, they may be here now, they put that in the newspaper, and I got hate mail from people say, we've not been brainwashed. Well, okay, so today I'll say bamboozled. They have been bamboozled by this propaganda agenda of gay rights and birth control and voter fraud. Oh my God, voter fraud in the whole country. 11 people committed fraud in the last 10 years or whatever it is, you know. So they've been bamboozled. And we have to educate, and it's hard work. And then, as boring as it sounds, we have to get people out to vote. Here in Wisconsin, we failed in non-presidential years. In presidential years, which is coming up next year, we're going to elect Russ Feingold because we have better turnout of people in those years. But in the off years, the years when our good buddy Walker got elected, we don't have a turnout. You can look at the numbers all across the state. People stay home because they're not excited about a president. And people like Mr. Walker win, and our attorney general, and our state treasurer. By the way, our state treasurer, oh my God, we won't even get into that. Fortunately, one person has survived those off-presidential year elections year after year. And here I stand, but I'm very lonely. I'm very lonely. So 3 years from now, with a new senator and a new Democratic president, we are going to have to work very hard to get the turnout we need to make sure that here in Wisconsin, we elect leaders who represent the progressive feelings and emotions that we all share here today. So it's a lot of hard work to educate and to elect, and that's what we have to do. You know, the Koch brothers and their folks who started out years ago and put together these organizations, these fake organizations that do research and talk about the issues, you know, they won, they hijacked the country, but we can beat them, but we can only beat them by a lot of hard work. You know, the truth is they don't care whether gay people get married. You know, they don't care a whole lot about people taking away their guns. What they care about is getting their taxes cut and no regulation. And they're promoting that issue continuously, taking advantage of our friends and our neighbors who have been bamboozled. And I'll end my talk by saying our goal is to re-educate those people. We're close. You know, Mr. Walker only won by like 52, 53, 50%. And in the off year, we can win here in Wisconsin if we do our work. So thank you for all your years of support. Thank you for being hard workers. And thank you for helping us take back our country and our state of Wisconsin. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Doug LaFollette, everybody. Doug LaFollette is the guy who suggested to me, you got to listen to the audio tape of our crazed Tea Party treasurer, my words, not his, taking on Tia Nelson at the state land board. You remember that whole fiasco? Tia Nelson, who stepped down now, but who had the temerity actually to follow directions from our sitting governor at the time to be part of congressional testimony on climate change. And that led, of course, to the Walker administration's rule that all state employees should avoid the words climate change, that controversial notion. You know, I mean, there's a common theme here. And that, whether it's Paul Sahlgren talking about the fight against Uber or Doug LaFollette continuing to fight against the Walker administration's desperate effort to crush him and his office, it's really the destruction of the public interest. And that's what Fighting Bob LaFollette talked about all those years ago, more than 100 years ago, when he founded the Progressive magazine. It's really that we, the people, have to stick up for the public interest against private greed. And the forces of greed are just overwhelming us here in Wisconsin and in the nation, where it turns out that the level of bullying is so great within the Republican Party that our own Scott Walker looks like a chump compared to these national forces, right? I mean, you know, it turns out he's been outbullied. But I think also what we're seeing across this country and what we're going to see here today at Fighting Bob Fest is that there is a growing movement of people who understand what's at stake and what's happening. And that what's at stake and what's happening is that the forces of greed are trying to liquidate and extract profit from the foundational pieces of our democracy, whether it's public education, whether it's the university system, whether it's our transport system, whether it's the U.S. Postal Service. Trying to privatize, extract profit, and destroy these institutions is what they are all about. And the huge majority of us have got to stand up and fight against that, because we live in the richest nation on earth. We can provide high quality public schools for every kid in America. We can have a great public transportation system. We can have a great U.S. Postal Service. We can have vote by mail with massive voter turnout, and we can take back our country. And that's what we're all about here at Fighting Bob Fest today.